You are listening to Impact 103. I'm Owen Farley, and welcome. It is so great to be with you today. I'm really excited for what God is going to be doing, because yesterday I had such a great time with everyone as we were just testifying about the goodness and the love of God and just what living by faith really looks like. And what I love about living by faith is anyone can do it. We were made to live with God in the supernatural, and just being in this relationship with Him where He's involved with every aspect of our lives, every single one. And so today, again, is just another moment for us to be able to be real, to challenge the way we think, and be transformed into the very image and likeness of who Jesus is, which is love. And I'm very much looking forward to this, because I know that the Bible says in Matthew 19:26, it says all things are possible for those who believe. So you're being real with Impact 103 and Owen Farley. Just want to go back to what we were discussing yesterday and just double up on something that we were talking about, because we said in our faith journey that the way that we can build up our faith is through hearing the word of God. And it says in Romans 10:17, so faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that came from the lips of Jesus Christ. And it's so important to build up your faith daily. Once you've spent time with the Lord and He's told you exactly what His plan is for you, and you're stepping into that and you're saying, okay, Lord, I trust you. I believe you. You are God. You are not a man that you should lie. I'm going to take you at your word. Right then, at that moment, it's so important to keep yourself engaged with what God is telling you, and to read that scripture over and over, to memorize it, to keep it at the forefront of your mind, so that when doubt tries to come, or when a moment that the enemy starts lying to you tries to come, even if you're trying to break something and that scripture is right there on your fingertips, that's when the true victory comes, because you're replacing what you're thinking with what is actually on God's heart. And that really reminds me so much of Abraham. In Romans 4:20, it says that Abraham had no unbelief or distrust. No unbelief or distrust made him waver concerning the promises of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Verse 21, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. Now, isn't that such an encouragement? God will do what he has promised. It's assured. It's a sure thing. And we can really trust that. We can say, God, I know that if I just believe what you're telling me, I'm going to see you do amazing, amazing things. And to see Abraham and what he did by keeping himself in the presence to receive the promise, it says he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he did what? Gave praise and glory to God. So he kept himself in the presence. He said, God, I'm going to take this opportunity, even if I can't see, even if I can't see what you're saying to me, I'm going to believe, and I'm going to glorify you for receiving the promise that you're going to give me. That's Danny Gocke with Masterpiece. And just before that, we had Corn Hawthorne with Down Goes Rome. And I'm telling you, that song for Down Goes Rome has been speaking to me a lot. And I think it's because I realize what faith really does. It changes our environment. It says in the Bible that by faith we understand that our worlds have been framed by the words of God. And we literally have the opportunity through the word that God gives us to frame what our outlook, what our outcome is going to be. And so I was actually just checking out on what Corn Hawthorne's actual view was behind the song. And I found this.
Mount up to the big message. Because there's a message, but there's an even bigger message in the in the song, which I guess is why I was so emotional when I heard it. But so many bad things are going on in the world today, and we need hope. And it's time for us, I feel, to rise up as a people and be united as a people, because I feel like that's the key. When we realize that the power is in us, we hold the power, and there's power in unity also, that's when we'll start to see a change.
And I love what she says there. The power is in us to change. So the power is not our own power. The power is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us and gives us power, ability, efficiency, and might to be able to handle the lives that we live. You know, sometimes we get bogged down by situations we go through, but God said He will never put us in a situation we cannot handle. That means He's built us to handle that situation and to move through that situation with Him. And His grace is on us for us to overcome that situation. So I really do know that we need to stand in what God has said about who we are, stand in our identity, and actually do just as the men of old, the men and women of old did, because they had faith. And in Hebrews 11:33, it says, this is what these men and women of faith were able to achieve. So it says here in verse 33, who by the help of faith, they subdued kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promised blessings, close the mouths of lions. Now, I mean, these things are not like small. This is actual things that people accomplished through their faith. And if they did it, we can do it. It carries on and it says, extinguished the power of raging fire, escaped the devourings of the sword, out of frailty and weakness won strength and became even mighty and resistless in battle. Some women received again their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured to death with clubs, refusing to accept release, offered on terms of denying their faith so that they might be resurrected to a better life. Others had to suffer the trial of mocking and scourging and even chains and imprisonment. Now look at the stand. Just look at the stand at what these people actually went through to say, I believe that there's another kingdom coming. I believe that I have a part to play in that kingdom. And I'm going to, by faith, grab a hold of what God has for me and bring it into the now and say, okay, there is nothing that can come up against me if God is for me. So let me take my stand and really go for what God has for me. You know, and it says in 38, it says, men of whom the world was not worthy, roaming over the desolate places and the mountains and living in caves and caverns and holes of the earth. And all of these, though they won divine approval by means of their faith, did not receive the fulfillment of what was promised. Why? Because God had us in mind and had something better and greater in view for us, so that they, those heroes and heroines of the faith, should not come to perfection apart from us before we could join them. God wants us to join those men and women of faith. He's looking for normal people. He's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for me and you, those people that have fallen short. But by our faith, by the stand that we're going to make in pursuing God, those things are going to change. And we're going to start seeing a change in our environments. I must admit, I really love to expose things, even in myself, like especially in myself, that I've been going through, just in the hopes that what I've gone through might really help you out with your own relationship with the Lord. And we're talking about faith, and something that really stood in my way with faith. I didn't even realize this was standing in my way. But then when I had read this scripture, man, God blew my mind. It's John 5:44. It says, how is it possible for you to believe? How can you learn to believe, you who are content to seek and receive praise and honor and glory from one another, yet do not seek the praise and honor and glory which come from Him who alone is God? Man, God said it is impossible to please me without faith. But now we can't even get to the place where we can believe if we are afraid of people. If we're afraid of men, if we're seeking glory from men, the praise, the honor, the glory that comes from men, we're more concerned about what other people are viewing us as. What are we doing? Is it actually, you know, like standing with them, or is it standing with God? God said you can't be in two places. You're either going to be for me or you're going to be against me. And we have to take our position and say, God, you're on my team. I'm going to be on your team. I choose it. I choose to be with you. And you can tell me whatever, however you want to do it, say it like you want to say it. And let me be able to be bold enough to stand in that position and say, I'm doing it this way because this is the way God showed me to do it. And I understand that it might trigger something for you, but that doesn't change my position because I love God. I love God and I love you, and I want you to come into the place where you are is standing in the kingdom, where you're standing in what God has promised you. And sometimes love looks like that, you know? Love looks strong. Love isn't just being able to be walked over. No, love stands for what is on God's heart because God is love. So if we're standing with what is on God's heart, it's going to benefit every single person. Romans 10:11 says, no man who believes in him, who adheres to, relies on, and trusts in him will ever be put to shame or be disappointed. No one, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord over all of us, and he generously bestows his riches upon all who call upon him in faith. It's time for us to stand. It's time for us to take our position and say, we love God, we love ourselves, and we're going to keep ourselves in the kingdom, and we're going to keep others in the kingdom through love by standing on what God shows us and saying, we will not be moved. In Mark 5:36, it says, overhearing but ignoring what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear. Only keep on believing. Now, this scripture really comes out a lot. If you have read anything to do with Smith Wigglesworth, you will know that this scripture comes up quite a lot. He always says, dare to believe, keep on believing. And I was actually looking up Smith Wigglesworth as I was just thinking about talking about faith, because he really was the general of faith. And I love taking a look at what other people actually have done and the stands that they've taken in their relationship with God and saying, God, if they can do it, you can do it with me too. So I got this testimony from Smith Wigglesworth. I'd really like to read it. It says, when the doctor came, he examined me. Now, this is Smith Wigglesworth talking. He shook his head and said, there is no hope whatsoever. He has had appendicitis for the past 6 months, and the organs are in such shape that he is beyond hope. He turned to my wife and said, I have a few calls to make, Mrs. Wigglesworth. I will come and see you again later. The only hope is for him to have an immediate operation, but I am somewhat afraid your husband is too weak for that. When he got out of the room, an elderly lady and a young man came in. She was a great woman to pray, and she believed that everything that was not health was of the devil. While she prayed, the young man laid his hands on me and cried out, get out, devil, in Jesus' name. To my surprise, I felt as well as it had ever been in my life. I was absolutely free from pain. That's the God we serve, a God of now, a God that interrupts and says, I am your healer and I can do it now if you will just keep believing. And, you know, I take a look at this and I say, God, you're not only doing it with Smith Wigglesworth. You didn't only do it with the people in the Bible. No, you're doing it now. And I've seen it. I've experienced it because there was this one time I was actually going out for a morning jog, and I was in Limpopo, and in the farming community of Farwater, and I was running on a road that wasn't paved. You know, it was like a dirt road, rocks and everything all around. And I was running in the evening, and somehow I misstepped, and I must have stepped on a rock or something, but I literally heard my ankle go, gah. And immediately I was like, God, I know what you say about healing. You said, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. So I rebuke this pain and I command it to go in Jesus' name. And I took a few steps and the pain was still there. And I was like, okay. And so I walked home and I'm rebuking this pain as I go. The next morning I woke up. Oh my word. I had my ankle was the size of a balloon. It was like that bruise that goes like purple and yellow at the same time. I mean, it was just bad. I could barely lift my foot out of the bed. And I had my pastors pray for me. And when they prayed, I mean, I was at a place, I was like, God, I believe that you heal, so let's go. And my pastor's praise, but nothing actually happened. And I was standing there, I'm like, Lord. And my pastor just really felt, they said, you need to stand in your faith right now and claim this as yours. Don't move on what the word of God says. Take it and you'll see the outcome. And so I got up from there and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to stand on what you believe. Doesn't matter if I see it right now, I'm going to believe. So every time I experienced that pain on like stepping on it and trying to move it, I was like, okay, I rebuke this pain in Jesus' name. I rebuke this pain in Jesus' name. And I was serving at the children's home. So I was working with a lot of dishes. And you know, when you're cleaning dishes for 75 people, you got to move. You know, so I was like, okay, I need to be able to go and do what I need to do, but I was just rebuking this pain. And I got lost in my thoughts, and all of a sudden one of the kids came through and tickled me. And I had this relationship with the kids. They tickle me, I tickle them back, you know. And so all of a sudden they tickle me. So I instinctively just, run after them, like, okay, I'm coming to get you kind of thing. And as I do, I realize, wait. And I look down and I feel the weight. I've got no pain. I've got no pain. And I jump up and down, no pain, lift up my long pants and see that my foot is still the size of a balloon. It's purple, it's blue, it's yellow, it's every kind of color, but there was no pain. And I was blown. I was like, Lord, this is amazing. This is who you are. This is what makes you real. And this is what I want. I want you involved in my life. I want to see you actually move. And I realized something that day. If I'm able to stand just like Smith Wigglesworth did, he said, do not be afraid. Only keep believing. Only keep believing. And that's what happened. God healed me through that. God, we believe that you can come into our situation, deliver us from every single thing that's going on, whether it be financial issues, relationship issues, health issues, whatever the problem, Jesus is the answer. And so I'd really love right now till the end of our time together, which is really quick. I mean, we're going to be done by 11. So I'd really like to just read some encouraging scriptures. And if anyone also has an encouraging scripture to share, please let me know quickly on 0713640376, and we can really encourage each other for today and what God has promised for us. So let's read some promises that God has for us. Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and to give you a hope. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I mean, this is a promise from God, guys. He's like, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God find their yes in him. There's nothing that's going to fail if God tells you. That is why it is through him that we utter amen to God for his glory. Amen, God, to your glory in Jesus' name. In Isaiah 40:31. Now, this is a good one. Anyone in the beginning of their week still feeling tired? I mean, this is a good one. Something I really had to stand on and saw God do this. It's Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary or become faint and tired. Now, I've legit experienced that moment with that scripture. And I was serving at the children's home for quite a long time. And during my time there, we were hanging up washing, and there was a lot going on all the time, and we're serving God, and God is busy moving. And for those that are willing to say, yes, here I am, God, use me, God is willing to say, okay, I'm going to use you, and I'll use you for whatever I need. And sometimes it's just, I mean, it doesn't have to be this big, amazing thing. It's like you're serving God. That touches God's heart. That touches the people of God, and that touches God's heart. So we were hanging up washing, and I was at this point where I'd just given everything and I was tired. I was just like, yo, I'm tired, God. Like, I need you. I need you to come through. I know what your word says. It says in Isaiah 40:31, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not grow weary or become faint or tired. And I said, Lord, I need you. You said that. And so right now, I need you to come and fill my body with energy. You said in your word that you would energize my mortal body through the power of the Holy Spirit. I need this. And I just felt the Holy Spirit tell me, remember, stand in the faith. Stand even when you're not seeing it. And then watch what the word of God does. You frame your will. So I was like, okay, Lord, I'm speaking it. I'm going to speak it because I know that when I speak, power of life and death is in the power of my tongue. So I decided, I believe, and I spoke it out. I believe the scripture, and I was quoting the scripture, hanging up rushing, and I was feeling tired. And, you know, there wasn't a change straight away, but all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, I had the craziest sensation, literally moving from the bottom of my feet all the way up through my body. I could literally feel the energy of God moving in. And this has happened countless times. I know what it feels like when you're running and you just like pouring and giving and you just got so many things to do. But God is with you in those moments. And he's like, he knows what you need to do. He's not just going to leave you. He wants to be doing it with you. And when you're connected with him, he just gives you everything that you need. All right, let's go back to some scriptures. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. And last one, Matthew 11:28-29, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Thank you, Jesus, for your promises. And I've got like a few people messaging in and just giving some great scriptures. There's one from Hion saying, Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. That's a great one. Also have Cynthia. Now, Cynthia was listening to the testimonies, and she had something very similar going on with her. Why don't you take a listen?
I need to tell you this. Good morning to you. I have had the same experience. I prayed about my knee. And then I start moving. I think, hang on a second. My knee is okay. And then I start laughing and I cry before the Lord and I laugh to say thank you. I don't know if crying or laughing, which is the best one before him, but I do them both.
Exactly. We do them both. That is epic. Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. You know, what God does for one, he will surely do for another. He's not looking for special people. He just wants someone to say, God, I trust you at your word. I trust what you're saying. And man, that makes life exciting. It makes life worth living because all of a sudden we realize we don't have to make this work by ourselves. We can have God doing it on our behalf, and then he shows up and everything changes. So Psalm 37 verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Ooh, that's a great one. How about this? Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Now, sometimes God commands us, you know, he commands us. He says, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You see, sometimes because God is commanding us, he gives it to us and he says, you will receive this promise if you do this. If you are strong and courageous, you will realize I'm right there with you and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. Amen. God, you really, really are faithful. And I want to leave us right here with this. Okay, Jesus said, for if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything. In other words, what you can do in your own strength or whether you are in faith with God, it doesn't, the only thing, it carries on and says, the only thing that is actually worth anything is only faith, activated and energized and expressed and working through love. Oh, it's working through love. And that's why, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were actually speaking about this. It's like you can have faith to move mountains, but if you don't have love, you're nothing. So just keep it real. I'm Owen Farley. It's been amazing speaking to you and just encouraging each other again. Thank you, Jesus, that he does it not for one, but he does it for anyone who is willing and seeking him. Jesus really loves you. Have an amazing day.